Yeah, 大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you all.
今天晚上的题目是你愿我赐你什么？
Tonight our topic is ask what shall I give you.
如果今天你的老板叫你进到办公室问你，你有什么要求啊？尽量讲，我满足你。
Today if your boss asks you to come into the company and they ask you and they say speak what do you require of me?
你会跟老板要求什么呢？
What do you want to ask for?
是加人工啊，还是要多些假期啊，还是要升职？
You want more vacation days, or do you want higher pay?
那如果今天神跟你显现，
And today, if it was God, giving these things to us,
直接问你，
and
appear to
you,
他 appear to you,
oh, and appears to you,
问你，你要问什么？你要要求什么？你随便讲。
And he asks you, what do you want? And you say something randomly.
那你会跟神要什么呢？
And what will you ask of God?
哇，这个是很好的机会哦。
And this is a great opportunity.
有人可能说，哎，我要一栋房子，我还没买到房。
Someone might say they want a house because they don't have one yet.
哦，我想要得到很多的钱，可以马上退休啊。
Or maybe they want a lot of money so that they can retire immediately.
或者我这个病啊，我要赶快好起来啊，不要再烦我了。
Or maybe they have some illness and they want it to be healed.
每个人可能都有自己所要的不同的东西。
Everyone has different desires.
但是所罗门呢，有一次就碰到这个机会了。
But when King Solomon met with this opportunity,
我们最近在读《列王记上》。
Let us read First Kings.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
列王记上第三章第五节。
First Kings, chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三，在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我赐你什么？你可以求。”在这一段里面，所罗门呢，晚上在睡觉做梦的时候。
In this verse, Solomon was in a dream at night.
神就跟他显现了。
And then the Lord appeared before him.
给他一个非常好的。非常好的一个机会
，and gave him an incredibly good opportunity.
你要什么？你尽量讲。
Ask for whatever you desire.
我可以给你，你可以求，你可以求啊。
You can ask for it.
哇，那如果是你，你要求什么呢
？And if it were you, what would you want to ask for?
所以我们今天晚上就来谈谈，到底所罗门求什么
？So, let us talk about what Solomon asked for.
所罗门求的跟我们所求的有什么不一样？
What is different about what Solomon asks for compared to us?
如果是我们求，肯定求很多神帮助啊，神赏赐啊，神给我的物质的东西啊。
If we ask God for request God for something, it will probably be something materialistic or physical.
或者是神帮我解决我的问题啊。
Or for God to help solve our problems.
但是所罗门求的是有点不一样。
But what Solomon asked for was a little bit different.
而因为这个不一样，带来他一辈子不同的结果。
And because of this, it gave him a lifetime of a different result.
好，首先我们讲为什么神跟所罗门显现呢？
And let us talk about why did the Lord appear before Solomon?
我们看三章的第三节。
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 3.
三章的第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
一二三。所罗门爱耶和华，遵行父亲大卫的律例，只是还在丘坛献祭烧香。神跟所罗门显现不是没有理由的。
It is not that there was no reason as to why the Lord appeared before Solomon.
神为什么不跟别人显现，跟所罗门显现
？Why didn't the Lord appear before others but appear before Solomon？
这里说所罗门爱神。
Here it said that Solomon loved the Lord.
这句话要画起来。
And you must mark this verse down.
如果一个人爱神
，If a person loves God，
神是感觉得到的。
God can feel this.
像你今天也会感觉到别人爱不爱你啊。
Just like today, you can feel whether others love you or not.
比如说你有配偶。
If you have a significant other.
你配偶有多爱你，你会感觉到。
And you can feel the magnitude of their love.
是普通的爱呢，还是很爱很爱很爱
？Is it just a regular love, or is it a very intense love?
还是对你很冷淡
？Or is it a very cold love?
结婚越久，感情越淡。
And the longer you are married for, the less the feeling is.
坐在一起没话讲。
And when you sit with each other, then there's nothing to talk about.
兄弟姐妹跟父母之间，这个父母跟儿女之间的爱，你也可以感觉得到。
You can also feel the love between a parent and their child.
有一些孩子把父母当透明的。 对，早上起来也不跟父母打招呼，出门也不跟父母打招呼。
For some children, when they awake, they never even greet their parents.
全都做自己的事，把自己关在房间里面。
They just do their own things and shut themselves in their rooms.
哎，有一些就跟爸爸妈妈很亲了。
And others are very intimate with their parents.
很喜欢跟爸爸妈妈讲话。
They like and enjoy talking to them.
所以一个人的爱，别人感觉得到。
So you can feel one's love.
那神更会感觉得到啊。
And God will feel this even more intensely.
哇，你爱不爱神，神知道，不用讲，你不用自己讲。
Whether or not you love God, He already knows. You do not need to say it.
哇，譬如说今天安息日，已经进入安息日了。
For example, today we enter the Sabbath.
我知道大家礼拜五晚上都很累。
And on Friday evenings, everyone is very tired.
但是如果你们爱神，
But if you truly love God,
就会想要来亲近神。
Then, and you want to draw closer to God.
上在座的大家来到会堂敬拜神。
And now you are sitting here, being ready to worship God.
神就感觉到你爱他。
And God will feel that you love him.
这个就很自然的，人都感觉到，更何况是神。
This is a very natural thing. Man feels this, and God even more so.
其实啊，整本圣经里面有很多很多的诫命，很多很多神的话语。
And in the Bible, in fact, there are many commandments and lots of and God's words.
最重要的是哪一条呢？
And what is the most important?
我们看马太福音二十二章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 22.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
马太福音二十二章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 36.
二十二章三十六节。
Chapter 22, verse 36.
一起读。
Let us read together.
三，夫子，律法上的诫命，哪一条是最大的呢？三十七节。耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”曾经有人问耶稣：“到底那么多诫命，哪一条最大的，就是最重要的？”
So there was someone who asked, "There are many commandments in the law, but what is the greatest one?"
他可能指十条诫命里面哪一条最大呢？
Among the ten, which is the most important?
或者是整本圣经里面那么多教训，哪一条最大呢？
Or in the whole Bible, there are many teachings. Which one is the most important?
主耶稣直接讲。
And the Lord Jesus says,
爱神这条诫命就是最大。
Love the Lord your God. This is the greatest commandment.
爱神。
Love God.
你有没有真正去爱神？
And do you truly love God?
不是说哪一条最重要，而是你全部都要做，你用心去把它守住。
It is not that you should not.
不是说哪一条比较重要，哪一条不重要。
It is not the question of which commandment is important and which one is not, but you must.
你要尽力去做每一条。
But you must strive to do every single one.
比如说你尽量，比如说你能够守安息日，你要守全安息日，尽力去守啊，不是说守一个钟头。
So it is not as if you were only keeping the Sabbath for an hour, but you must strive to follow this command completely.
就是你尽力去做每一件事情。
And you must do it fully.
所以爱神就是最大的命令。
And loving God is the greatest commandment.
有没有爱哦？感觉得到。
And whether you have love, can you feel it?
所以我们今天问自己，我没有去爱神。
So today we must ask ourselves, do we love God?
所罗门爱神，尽力去爱神，所以神就跟他显现。
Solomon loved the Lord with all his heart, so therefore he appeared before him.
我们知道什么叫做爱神。
And do we know what is loving God?
我们看约翰福音十四章二十一节。
Let us turn to John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
十四章二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
大家注意啊，这个叫做爱神啊。一二三。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。哇，你看这句话就是跟旧约的时代神的感觉跟耶稣讲的是一样的。
So look here, it says that the words of Jesus also hold true in the Old Testament of what God said.
如果有人爱我，
If anyone loves me,
所以是说我的天父也会爱他。
And the Lord Jesus says, God will also love you.
就是你爱耶稣，神爱你。
If you love Jesus, then God loves you.
主耶稣也爱你，因为耶稣就是独一真神。
The Lord Jesus also loves you because he is the one true God.
那我们会跟他显现。
And I will appear before him.
哇，这个就很宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
显现就是说你会体验到神的恩典。
And when God appears to you, it means that you will receive his grace.
就好像所罗门看到神的显现，哇，有体验。
Just like when Solomon experienced God appearing before him.
好了，那怎么叫做爱神呢？
And what does it mean to love God?
这里说有了我的命令又遵守啊。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them.
爱神并不是说哦，替神做很多工啊，捐很多钱啊，才是爱神啊。
And loving God is not about working a lot and making a lot of money.
是你听神的话。
But it is if you listen to what God says.
就好像孩子听父母的话，就是爱父母啊。
Just like a child who listens to their parents' words, this is a child who loves their parent.
如果你整天送父母东西礼物，但是你不听他的话。
If you constantly send presents to your parents but never listen to them.
啊，那这里就你爱父母吗？当然不爱啊。你常让他担心呢。
Then do you love your parents? Of course not. You will make them very worried.
所以爱神就是听神。
So loving God means listening and obeying God.
守诫命。
Keeping the commandments.
哇，你知道大卫呢？他一开始就有这样做。那个所罗门呢？他一开始就有这样做。
And from the beginning, Solomon did this.
他真的是有听，好像他爸爸一样，受他爸爸所讲的对神的那些话语。
And in the beginning, Solomon truly followed to the T what his father wanted him to do.
那另外一个原因，我们怎么知道所罗门爱神？
And another reason we know that Solomon deeply loved God.
因为他献祭给神啊。
Was because he sacrificed for him.
我们看列王记上的第三章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上的三章的第四节。
1 Kings chapter 3 verse 4.
三章第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4.
一二三，所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的秋坛，他在那坛上献1000牺牲做燔祭。哇，这里记载啊，所罗门对神啊是非常舍得的，非常愿意献祭给神的。
So here Solomon was very willing to concede to God and give him a lot of offerings.
啊，他去基遍，那个时候还没有做圣殿，所以要献祭的都要去基遍，那么那边有一个很大的祭坛。
At the time there was
就是秋坛。
At the time there wasn't a temple, so Solomon had to go to Gibeon to offer these sacrifices.
所谓的丘就是在比较高的地方，山丘的意思，因为坛都是盖在山顶上比较高的地方。
Oh, so this was a high place. It sat atop of a mountain.
好，那所罗门去献祭了。
So then Solomon went to go offer.
他献多少
？And how much did he offer?
他献1000只牲畜。
He offered 1000 burnt offerings.
你不要以为说啊，王啊，所罗门很有钱啊，当然他可以。那个时候他还没有很有钱啊。
And do not think that, oh, he was a king, so he was very wealthy. At this time, Solomon was not, so he did not have that much money.
大卫其实也没有留很多很多牛羊给他。David, King David.
King David also did not leave him with a lot of inheritance.
大卫所留给他的很多是不能用的，是以后用来盖圣殿的，不是给他自己去享受的。
A lot of the things that David gave Solomon was meant to go towards the construction of a future temple, not for his own needs.
还有呢，所罗门有的东西啊，一开始并不是那么多。
And at the beginning, Solomon did not have many things.
因为他很年轻。
Because he was very young.
他事业才刚起步。是他的 career.
Oh, and his career just began.
他不会很有钱呢。
And he did not have that much wealth.
哇，所以你可以看到，他竟然在这一次献祭当中，他就很舍得。哇，既然要献祭。我又是王，我要带头的，所以我要做个榜样。哦，献1000只。
But he thought that he should serve as an example, and then he offered 1000 burnt offerings.
哇，1000只有多少
？And how much is 1000？
啊，以前的人呢，有一只牛都不简单了，一只牛就等于今天一台车子的价钱了。
And in the past, one ox would be equal to one car.
啊，是一个非常大的数目。
And this is a very large amount.
他竟然送给神1000只。
Yet he gave God 1000 burnt offerings.
证明他真的很爱神。
And which verifies that he truly loves God.
他想荣耀神的名，他想神的名得到荣耀。
He wants to glorify the name of God.
啊，他不会跟神说，哎呀，这个献10只要太少，不然献个100只吧，哈，100只应该不会太少了，100只也很多啊，100只牛排在那边也是很厉害的了，已经。
And Solomon didn't even say, "Oh, might as well just offer him 100 burnt offerings." It is not as if this is a small amount.
谁会献100只牛
？And I'll just send 100.
谁会 ？Who will do it？
Who will do it？
没有人啊，我献100只已经很多了。
Even if I do this, and offer 100, this is already.
我要留多一些给我自己慢慢用啊。我要留一些给我自己慢慢用，不可以一次就献那么多。
I want to leave some for myself. And use it slowly.
但是他没有这样想。
But he didn't think in this manner.
他很大手笔啊。
And he was very generous.
给自己可以省一点，给神不能省。给自己可以stingy一点，给神generous一点。
Oh, he was stingy when it came to matters regarding himself, but for God, he gave more.
有一些人刚好相反啊，对自己很generous 啊。
For others, it is the opposite. They are very, very generous towards themselves.
衣服买完要买，鞋子买完要买啊，汽车换完要换。 自己东西 都可以很省舍的。
They buy new clothes, they buy new shoes, a vehicle when they're old, when theirs become old, they do such things.
啊，要奉献呢，哦，跟神斤斤计较，拿不出来。
But when it comes to giving tithe, they are very stingy with their money.
所罗门不是这样。
But Solomon is not like this.
我要荣耀神，我要献给神。
Wants to glorify and offer and sacrifice.
啊，就好像你爱你父母啊，你不能只有嘴巴说，哎呀，我听你话就好了。
Just like when
爸爸妈妈，我每天都听你话。
Just like when you love your parents, you cannot simply just use words and say, "Mom, Dad, I love you. I'll listen to you."
你不能说我听你话就是最好的礼物了，传道这样讲吗？
You can't just say to them, "Preacher said that. I can just listen to what you say. This is the greatest."
当然你要听父母的话，但是你不能只听父母的话。
Of course, you must listen to what your parents say, but this is not the sole thing that we should do.
那礼物要拿出来啊。
We must bring our best gifts.
爸爸妈妈生日要红包给爸爸妈妈，钱要给他花，要带他去吃饭啊，最好吃龙虾啊，吃好一点啊，不然只能吃越南河粉啊。
When it's your mom and dad's birthday, you should give them lots of red envelope. You should treat them out to a lobster
dinner. 因为你会赚钱
嘛。Among other things, because you can make money.
没不会赚钱的时候，就随便画一张卡就给妈妈啊，她就很高兴。
You can't just spend lavishly and then give your card and say, "Oh, you spend."
当你不会赚钱的时候。
When you do not make money,
do you don't know how to make money?
When you don't know,
你小时候哦，妈妈妈妈这张卡送给你啊，妈 Happy Mother's Day， 妈妈就高兴半天，对不对？
Sometimes you would show your test score to your parents and then or your mom, and then you would say, "Oh, mom, aren't you happy about this?"
好了，你二十几岁了，赚钱了，赚几千块一个月了，还在画一张 Happy Mother's Day。妈妈肯定就给他丢了。
Oh, sorry. And then you make a card for your parents a few years later when you start making thousands of dollars and you say, "Mom, isn't this such a good gift?" And then she throws it away.
没诚意。You don't have the heart, the sincere heart.
Oh, you don't have sincerity.
啊，这个只是画一张卡就算了，这东西不肯拿出来。
You just draw a card, but you're not willing to spend on them.
对不对？你没有拿出东西来，怎么证明你的心？
How can you have sincerity if you do not give them other things?
啊。像上个月母亲节，很多人都买什么卡啦、蛋糕啦。到这个礼拜父亲节，不晓得父亲会不会收到东西。
3 months ago on Mother's Day, perhaps you have purchased the card or other gifts, and it is Father's Day, but we are not certain whether you would actually celebrate it.
很多孩子都没什么良心呢。
And some kids do not have any sincerity.
唉，算了。
Forget it.
但是大所罗门对神很有心。
But for Solomon, he showed sincerity to God.
所以神特别知道这个人很有心，所以我要祝福他。
And because God recognized his sincerity, he wanted to bless him.
我们看这诗篇五十篇。
Let us look at Psalm chapter 50.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
诗篇五十篇二十三节。
Psalm chapter 50, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 一二三。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。这里说，因为感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
Here it says that he who sacrifices thank offerings honors me.
你要献祭给神，就是等于荣耀神
啊。When we sacrifice to God, it is equated with glorifying him.
拿出我们的礼物来。
Let us bring forth our gifts.
拿出我们的十亿奉献来。
And our greatest offerings.
好 tithe.
Oh, tithe.
拿出我们的感恩奉献来
，and also our
thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
哎，被神祝福你升级了。哎呀，感谢神，我要特别奉献。
If
you got a promotion, overspend Thanksgiving offering.
If you get a promotion, let us give Thanksgiving offering.
最近我病好了，我要特别做感恩奉献。
If I recovered from an illness, I want to give a Thanksgiving offering.
灵恩惠领了圣餐了，要做特别的感恩奉献。
And when it comes to evangelical spiritual
convocation, after Holy Communion,
we must also especially think about giving these Thanksgiving
offerings. 这个是 on top of， 就是除了平常十一捐之外，还要特别捐给神的，因为领了圣餐是灵恩会。
This is on top of our regular offerings and tithes we must give. After Holy Communion, we must give these.
这里好像以前没有这个习惯，也没人教啊，这个要重新开始。灵恩会要做，领完圣餐要特别的感恩奉献，这个才是荣耀神啊。
It seems as if we do not have this habit from before, but we must give Thanksgiving offerings after Holy Communion to thank God.
在很多别的教会，灵恩会结束了，最后宣布完了，事情谈感恩的奉献歌。奉献上拉到中间，大家出去之前一定要做感恩奉献，才回家，才领便当吃饭。台湾都是这样，马来西亚、西班牙、沙巴都是这样。
In other churches, as the piano plays the Thanksgiving song, Many churches pull out the offering box and others give their Thanksgiving offerings. There are many churches that do this across the world, such as Taiwan or Malaysia in Sabah.
所以为什么要灵恩会之礼拜六的时候就要宣布啊，明天安息日啊，啊，明天领圣餐啊，灵恩会最后一天了，要准备奉献。
So we must
准备好。
So we must prepare these offerings, whether it is Sabbath or after Holy Communion.
所以这个就是荣耀神。
So this is glorifying God.
所以所罗门啊，他为什么会奉献？
So for Solomon, why would he sacrifice and give offerings?
其实他是学他爸爸的。
Actually, he learned from his father.
因为大卫也很爱神。
Because David really loved the God.
他会常常奉献给神。
And he would constantly sacrifice.
他死之前呢，告诉大卫，我很多木头啊、金子啊、银子啊留下来，以后也要用来盖圣殿。
And he told him, I have many gold, silver, and in the future, I will use this to help with the temple.
所以爸爸爱神，很自然的孩子会学到。
So when a father loves God, a child will naturally follow.
那为什么所罗门也会这样爱神呢？
And why does Solomon love God?
因为他知道啊，我的一切都是神赏赐给我的。
Because he knows that everything that is given to him is from God.
因为所罗门其实不是长子。
Because in actuality, Solomon was not
the firstborn.
The firstborn.
要轮继承王位，轮不到所罗门啊。
And when it came to
the succession of the king's line, it's not up to Solomon.
When it came to the succession of the king's line, it was not up to Solomon.
但是神拣选他。
But God chose him.
所以让所罗门可以当王。
So Solomon could become king.
所以他知道啊，如果不是神，我什么都没有。
So he knew that if it were not for God, I would have nothing.
我可能被哥哥杀掉了，因为哥哥要争王争斗啊，杀来杀去啊。
I could have been killed by my older brother over the succession of the throne.
所以神保守我。
So God protected me.
所以他算一千只牲畜算什么？多一点都可以啊。如果他有能力，他可能还献一万只。
So Solomon thought that perhaps, even if he had Perhaps if he had more than 1,000, then he would give even more.
啊，当以后献殿的时候，他真的是献很多很多。
And in the future, when there is a temple
dedication 的时候，
when there is a dedication for the temple, he would definitely offer more.
所以，这个我们今天要学习到了，要学习所罗门爱神。
So today we want to learn Solomon loving God.
你爱神，神就会跟你显现。If you love God, God will appear to you.
If you love God, God will appear to you.
好，我们再看回来。列王记上三章五节。
Let us look at First Kings chapter 3 verse 5.
三章第五节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 5.
一二三，在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我赐你什么？你可以求。”哇，这句话很重要啊！神跟他说：“你要我，你愿我赐你什么？”
And what God says here is very important. He said, "Ask for whatever you want me."
这个是人生可能只一辈子才碰到一次的机会啊。
This is perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many of us.
神自己问他你要什么
God asked Solomon, said to Solomon personally, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
我跟大家打一个比方哦 ，make a comparison, a parable, huh?
Let me give you
example 啦
Example.
好，如果今天 Costco 的老板告诉你说，来，你来 Costco 啊，你选一样，就选一样就好啊，多少价钱都好，你可以免费拿回家。
And today, let's say the boss of Costco came up to you and he said, "You can pick anything in the store, just one.
不要看价钱
to you for free.
你要一件，你要最哪，你要哪一件，你也带回家。
Don't worry about the price, but whatever you want, you can just take it home.
你会想拿哪一样
？And you will wonder, oh, what should I take home?
哇，你可能想来想去要想很久啊。
Perhaps you will think for a long time.
你可能想说，我一定要拿那个最贵的啦，没有拿一个冰淇淋就带回家。
Maybe you want to take the most expensive thing, not just a popsicle.
啊，你可能想啊想啊。有什么最贵的呢？我拿回去自己不用，卖掉也好啊。
Maybe you'll think about picking the most expensive thing so you can resell it later on.
啊，或者你想说，我家里缺什么
？Or maybe you'll wonder what does my household lack.
我自己一直想要买，但是没钱买的。
I want to buy it, but I don't have enough money.
通常这种的 offer 出来的时候，你想到一定是自己。
Typically, when this type of offer comes out, you will only think of yourself.
啊，正常人都是这样吗
？This is what a typical person thinks.
那神也是给所罗门一个选择啊，神是很公平，他给你一个选择，我不逼你，你自己选，给那个，因为人有 free will 啊，人有这个自己选择的权利。
And God is also fair. He gave Solomon two options, just like how He gives us free will.
但是神也是透过这个来试一下所罗门。
But through this method, God also wants to test Solomon.
因为你要什么反应，你是一个什么的人。
Because what you want also reflects the kind of person that you are.
你要什么代表你心里面正在想什么。
and what you request for also shows what is in your heart.
啊，正常人都会说，我想要我有什么肉体的快乐，或者是我要得到什么让我更开心。
So a typical person will think of what would satisfy their fleshly needs or what would make them most happy.
甚至可能也很贪心哦，神啊，我的愿望是可以拿到更多的愿望。
So maybe you'll also be greedy and say to God, "Oh, my wish is to have more."
一个太少了，给我十个好不好
？One is too little. Give me 10.
哇，或者给了我整个，或者有人说你整个 cost 整个 Costco 的给我好不好
？Or maybe you
一个给我选一个太难了。
One is too little. Give me the whole cost.
所以有人呢会很贪心，会要很多东西。
So some people will be very greedy and ask for many things.
所以这条问题啊，试验人心。Test your heart.
So this kind of question tests your heart.
但是所罗门呢，他真的是不一样。
But Solomon was truly different.
啊，他怎么回答
？How did he reply?
啊，他回答的跟他自己没有什么关系。
When he answered, it had no relation to himself.
他不是看重他自己的快乐，或者是得到自己的欲望。
He did not use this wish to satisfy his own needs or his lusts.
他要的是什么
？What did he want?
我们先看看他怎么祷告啊。
Let us see how he prayed.
啊，首先呢，他是赞美神。
First, he glorified God.
他先赞美神。我们看三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
一二三。
Solomon answered,
所罗门说：“你仆人，我父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心在你面前，你就向他施大恩典，又为他存留大恩，是一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。”首先，他还没有求，他先赞美神。
So first, Solomon didn't say what his request was, but he praised God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
今天如果换我们了，神问你要什么，你马上讲出来了。神是谁了？查理赞美神，你都忘记了，肯定啊。对不对？你怕说讲慢一点，等一下没有。
Perhaps you have forgotten to praise and thank God first, and maybe you're scared that if you don't say your requests immediately, then it'll be gone.
所罗门啊，在这边啊，做见证啊，感谢神啊！哇，你那么看我爸爸，我爸爸也服侍你，你今天让我也在你面前。
Here Solomon instead he gave thanks and testified to the glory of God. He talked about his father David and the kindness that he has shown them.
你拣选我爸爸，今天也拣选我，坐在我爸爸的位置，你都看顾着我们，哇，太奇妙了。
You have chosen my father and then also me to sit on the throne.
所以
this is too great.
所罗门一开口，在梦里面哦，在梦里面都想到赞美神了。
So even in his dream, Solomon wanted to praise God.
当你梦里面讲的话，有时候都是真话。有时候你梦里面想什么，你都不小心讲出来。
Sometimes in your dream, maybe you are too honest and you just say whatever comes to mind.
啊，所罗门真的很会赞美神，连在做梦的时候都在赞美神。
But Solomon truly knows how to praise God, even in his dream, he does so.
就好像一个孩子，如果整天都跟爸爸妈妈说：“爸爸妈妈，真的有你真好，能够当你孩子哦，真的是我的福气。” If a child said to the daddy, mommy, "Oh, I'm so blessed to be your kid. I'm so lucky. Thank you, thank you."
So for example, if a child always says to your parents, "I am so blessed to have you as my parents."
你是天下最好的父母啊！你最好的爸爸，最棒的妈妈。
You are the world's greatest mom and dad.
整天讲这个事情，做梦都在讲。你经过他睡房，他在做梦讲话，你都听到这句话。
And he always
爸爸妈妈，我爱你，我谢谢你。
And he always says these words, and even in his dream at night, you can hear him sleep talking in bed, saying, "Mom, Dad, I love you."
这种孩子，你能够不爱吗？你爱死他了。
This type of child, you will love to death.
另外一种很讨厌的孩子，就是整天都埋怨父母，也不给我这个，你都不爱我，你都不为我做这个。
And another type of child is one who resents his parents and always complaining about them, saying you don't give me anything, you don't let me do anything.
首先，所罗门是谦卑。
First of all, Solomon is very
humble. 这个赞美神，赞美神。
Oh, he praised God.
第二件事情，他都还没有要求什么，他谦卑自己。
And the second thing is that he did not ask for anything yet, but he humbled himself.
但看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
大声读。
read lovely.
一二三，耶和华，我的神啊，如今你使仆人继续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。哇，你看他这里谦卑自己啊。
Here, Solomon humbles himself.
他说我是个孩童啊。
He says I am a little child.
我是个小朋友啊。
I am just a little child.
我不知道怎么样出入啊。
I do not know how to carry out my duties.
按照那些圣经学者，他们在推算，所罗门做王的时候大概二十出头左右。
When Solomon became king, he was around 20 years old.
他做王四十年。
And he was king for 40 years.
所以证明他做王的时候真的很年轻。
So when he became king, he was truly very young.
好了，二十出头就做王了。
And when he was around 20, he became king.
你不是说做完了，今天如果二十岁你进到公司里面，大公司里面当 CEO 啊，面对那么多元老，那么多客人，那么多同事，你怎么带领这个公司啊？
Today, when if you are 20 years old and you enter a company as a CEO, you have many people who look up to you. How will you manage the company?
今天的男生啊，二十岁啊，还只会打 game 而已了，就会打电动了，玩手机而已。
Today, for the males that are 20 years old, they're just on their phones and playing around.
二十岁大学还没毕业，还没有社会经验，除非他要去打工。
And they have no experience in society yet. They haven't exited out of university, and maybe they're still looking for work.
啊，二十岁还是很 naive, 很幼稚，尤其是男生啊，成长的头脑特别慢。
For 20-year-olds, especially males, they are still very naive and their brains are still developing.
但是所罗门二十岁已经被选当王了。
But when Solomon was 20, he was already selected to become king.
哇，要怎么样带领这个国家？
How can I lead this country?
他说我是个孩童啊。
He says I am a little child.
今天有谁会说我还是个小孩子？通常小朋友都说我长大了。
Who today?
我可以自己做主了，你不要烦我。
Who today is a little child? For many kids today, if you call them as such, they will say, I'm a grown up now, don't tell me what to do.
啊，都是说我可以 make my choice 了。
And they will say, I can make my choice.
对不对？现在的孩子好像大人，其实都还是个小孩。
And many kids will say that they are all grown up, but in actuality, they are a child.
所以如果二十岁已经很成熟的，这些人很少。
So for 20-year-olds to actually be mature,
但是所罗门知道自己只有二十岁，他在神面前很谦卑。我是个小朋友，我也什么都不懂啊。
But when Solomon is 20, he is very humble and he says, to God, I do not know anything.
所以今天我们有没有这种谦卑的心？
So today are we also humble?
虽然我们当了父母了，我们还是在神面前说，神啊，虽然我当了父母，但是我什么都不懂，我都不会教我孩子。
Even when we are parents, do we say towards God, God, I am a child?
我当了负责人了，我还说神啊，我什么都不懂，每天在神面前祷告，你要帮我，不然怎么带领教会啊？
God, I am responsible for many things, but I still do not know how to do anything. God, how can you, can you help me?
在梦里面，他都跟神谦卑。
Even in the dream, he is very humble.
好，再来第三，他就开始跟神讲出他要什么了。
And the third point is that Solomon made his requests known to God.
他的要求是。在神的关注在神身上，不是在他自己的需要上面。
And his request was not based on his own needs, but what would be pleasing to the Lord.
我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
列王记上三章的第八节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 8.
一二三。仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。第九节，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非。不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？所罗门求什么？
So what does Solomon ask for?
他向神求可以判断民的这个能力。
It is the ability to discern.
就是说他向神求智慧了。
So he is asking for wisdom.
那是这里怎么为什么会这样求呢？
Why did he request in this manner?
古代的社会跟我们现在有点不一样。
Ancient society is different from us today.
今天的社会呢是三权分立，就是 legislation, executive and judicial, three area, three branches.
So today, there are three political branches, three government branches in our society.
就是说总理也好，总统也好，不会当最高法院大法官，是完全分开的。
So these three branches are independent of each other.
President or Prime Minister will not be the judge in the High Court.
Oh, so the President or Prime Minister will not be judges in a High Court.
但是古代就没有这个分。
But in ancient times, there is no division like this.
古代的国王就是最高法院的大法官。
For the king, they are considered the greatest judge as well.
The judge at the highest court, huh?
The judge at the highest court.
最高的就是 appeal court, 没有的高的了。
There is no one higher.
所以当王也是很忙啊，常常要听审判，听那个诉讼。
So when you were a king, you were also very busy because you also have to make judgments.
但是我怎么知道啊？我怎么知道谁讲的对，谁讲的错啊？
But how do I know who is wrong and who is right?
我怎么知道谁骗我，谁没骗我啊
？Who do I know who is lying to me and who is not?
我怎么知道谁是好人，谁是坏人啊
？How do I know who is good and who is bad?
那万一我不会判，或者说我判错了怎么办
？What shall I do if I judge incorrectly?
这个很大的问题啊。
And this is a very big problem.
如果我判错了
if I judge incorrectly,
这个国家就没有公义了
then there is no fairness in this country.
这个国家没有公义，神的名就受亏损了
then it means that this kingdom will not glorify God.
所以公义跟神的国 这两个东西是连在一起的。
So fairness and
the kingdom.
Oh, and the kingdom are linked together.
因为这个以色列国不是人的国，是神的国。
Because the nation of Israel is not is the kingdom of God. It's the sorry.
一定要是 kingdom of God， 一定要做正确的决定，一定要做 righteous， 一定要有一种公义的权柄在里面。
So there must be some semblance of righteousness.
那但是如果判错案呢？我被骗呢
？And if you make the wrong judgment，
那这个国家就没公义了。
Then this kingdom will have no righteousness.
那国家可能就很多问题了，有人就不高兴啊，就造反啊。
And then there will be many problems, and the people will be unhappy.
那神的名也得不到荣耀，说你的国也不是这样，连王都是笨的，都那么公义的判决都不会判。
And then this will also mean that God cannot be glorified because people will say, "Oh, why can't the kings cast the correct judgment?"
所以所罗门已经想到啊，以他自己这样子做下去啊，他肯定做不行，他肯定会把整个工作也好，国家也好，都 mess up 了，都把它弄成很差的情况。
So Solomon was also afraid of making such a mistake.
这个是有自知之明很重要。You have to know yourself.
And you would have to know yourself.
今天我们常常没有自知之明。
Today we do not know ourselves.
以为凭着自己的智慧、自己的经验，我可以带领教会，我可以带领孩子，我可以。
Today we have a belief in ourselves that we can lead the church, we can lead the kids based on my own ability.
其实你不可以。
But in actuality, you cannot.
你什么都不懂。
You do not understand anything.
就好像所罗门，他知道他自己真的是不行。
Just like Solomon, he knew that he was truly incapable.
但是他求一件事情，就是可以把神给他的工作做好。
But what he asked of God was for him to do his job well.
我需要这个智慧。
I need this wisdom.
你给我这个智慧，我才可以把你托付我的工作做好。
Give me this wisdom so that I can do the job that you have given me well.
你的国有公义。
So that your kingdom has
righteousness. 你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name can be glorified.
哇，这个就是所罗门为什么求这个事情啊。
And this is why Solomon asked for such a thing.
所罗门不是求说，哇，我这个智慧很厉害，我可以去读书啊，拿博士啊，不是这个智慧啊。
And it is not the kind of wisdom where he can study and receive.
啊，也不是说我求一个智慧可以赚很多钱。
And he didn't ask for wisdom so that he could make a lot of money.
当然，赚钱也需要智慧。
Of course, making money also requires wisdom.
但是所罗门所求的智慧跟那个没有关系。
But the wisdom that Solomon asked for had no relation to that.
他求智慧可以分辨是非，可以做一个好的法官，可以代替神做一个好的法官。
He asked for the wisdom that he asked for enabled him to have the ability to discern so that he can be a good judge.
这个智慧就跟我们想的智慧有点不一样。
So his definition of wisdom was a little bit different from the wisdom we think of.
那这件事情呢，神一听，哦，很满意。
So once the Lord heard of this request, he was very pleased.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他要关注的就是神要关注的。
Because what Solomon wanted was what God wanted.
神关注他的国啊，他的公义啊。God cared about His kingdom, His righteousness.
God cared about the kingdom and His righteousness.
神的荣耀啊
，His glory.
哦，那你现在比那么关注，那么关注我要的东西。
You care about the things that I care about.
哇，所以神特别高兴。
So God was particularly happy.
所以神就说了，好了，你没有要的，我都给你了。
So God said to him, "I will give you these things."
我们看第三章第十节。
Let us look at chapter 3 verse 10.
三章的第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
一二三。所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。哇，所罗门让神非常的高兴。
So Solomon made God very happy.
啊，今天我们是不是也是可以让神高兴
？Today, can we also make God happy?
你今天所求的东西会不会让神高兴
？The things that you ask for, will it make God happy?
如果整天只是求物质啊，工作啊，房子啊，车子啊，配偶啊，孩子啊，可以读书聪明啊。
Today, if you only ask for physical things like a car, house, your spouse, your kids, and them to study well,
如果我们都没有求神要我们求的事
if we do not ask for the things that God wants us to ask,
没有求可以荣耀主名的事
and we do not ask for things that can glorify Him,
那神怎么会高兴？
Then how can God be happy?
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let us look at John chapter 1 verse 5.
First John.
Oh, First John chapter 1 verse 5.
约翰一书五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14.
约翰一书五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14.
这节要把祷告一定蒙垂听的秘密告诉我们。
And it tells us here.
The secret of your prayer must be answered.
The secret of your prayers must be answered.
好，我们看五章十四节。
Let us look at chapter 5, verse 14.
马上读。
Read up.
一二三，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心啊。我们若照他的旨意求什么？
If we ask anything according to his will.
不是你想要求什么就求什么。
Not what you want.
不是你要的，然后求神成全你。
Not the things that you want, and you ask God to give it to you.
不是你神帮你解决你的问题。
Not for God to solve your problems.
你要先想好神需要什么，神想要你做什么，神要什么彰显出来。
You must first think carefully what God wants.
哇，那你能够满足神的要求，神就满足你的要求。
And if you can fulfill and satisfy what God wants, then He can do the same to you.
我们看马太福音，这是主耶稣所讲的，这样子连起来看，我们就知道了。
And when we link it to a verse in Matthew, we will understand.
好，马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
一二三，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。这里说有两样东西啊。
Here it says two things.
有一些东西是要求的，有一些不用求，神都可以给你。
Some things you must seek first and others you do not.
什么东西是不用求的，神都会给你的。
What kind of things that you do not have to ask for and God will give to you?
这是你需要的。
That is the things that you need.
工作啦。
Work.
生活的需要啦，钱啦。
The necessities in life.
那个东西神就知道你需要，你根本不用求啊。
These are things that God knows that you need. You do not need to ask for them.
难道神不知道吗？
Do you think that God does not know?
难道神不知道你现在需要什么吗？
Do you think God does not know what your needs are?
神都知道，所以你不用求。
God knows, so you do not need to ask.
这个是神自己加给你的。
This is the things that God has already given.
所以如果你真的懂道理哦，不用为什么工作很稳定啊祷告。
So if you understand this, then you know that you do not have to pray for your job to be stable.
啊，为什么？
Why is this?
神知道你需要工作，神会给你。
Because God knows that you need work, so He will give it to you.
但你要求什么？
But what should you ask?
他的国，他的义。
But you should, it says here you should seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
什么叫神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
我们的心就是神的国。
Our hearts are the kingdoms of God.
神有没有在你的心中作王？
Is God the king in your heart?
你有没有让他主导你心中每一个观念，每一个想法。
Do you let him govern over every way of thinking in your heart?
啊，做每一件事情，有没有荣耀到神？
In everything that you do, do you glorify God?
比如说你为工作祷告，你说神啊，我在工作的时候，我要荣耀到你，我要有机会传福音。
For example, let's say you pray for your work, but in a way that you ask God, you tell God that you want to glorify Him and have the opportunity to preach in your workplace.
我希望在我工作的过程当中啊，别人可以认识你。
I hope that in my job, I can lead others to believe in you.
或者是别人觉得信耶稣很好，荣耀你的名。
Or lead others to believe in Jesus and know how good you are.
或者是我在做事情当中，我彰显出来，我可以常做对的决定，不会做一些有损神名声的决定。
Or that I can do things that can
do something right. Will not hurt the name of God.
That I can do everything right.
啊，这个都是先求神的国，神的义，而不是整天为你的饭碗、保住你的饭碗来祷告。
This is what it means to first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
哇，所以你看，所罗门想的就是我要做对的事，我要把对跟不对分别出来。
So we see that for Solomon, he wants to know how to make the right judgments and to discern between right and wrong.
好，所以呢，我们就看回来咯，三章十一节啊，因为神说自动加给你嘛。
So let's look back at chapter 3 verse 11. We know that God says these things will be added to you.
三章第十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
一二三，神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂。”十二节。我就应允你所求的，是你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。现在说，神说，你没有求的，我通通要给你。I'll give you whatever you don't even ask.
So God says that I will give whatever you ask for.
甚至我会给你智慧，甚至呢，超过别人。
I will give you wisdom that surpasses others.
然后你没有求的呢？
And for the things you did not ask for.
十三节，我们一起读的第十三节。
Let us read together.
一二三，你所没有求的，我也是给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。啊，第十三节说，你没有求的，富贵长寿尊荣也给你。
In verse 13, it says that God said to Solomon that even for the things you did not ask for, like riches and honors, I will give to you.
你看，所罗门两样都有了。
Now we can see that Solomon has both of these things.
有智慧可以听颂。
He has wisdom to make judgments.
那没有求的，荣华富贵长寿，神也给他。
And even for the things he did not ask for, such as riches and honor, God gave it to him.
这就应验了主耶稣后来马太66章33节所讲的一模一样啊。
This is exactly how it is depicted in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
先求神的国，神的义。
First seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
其他的都交给你了。
And all things will be added to you.
所以真的，如果一个年轻人，我今天有没有20岁的？好像都没有，20岁的都不来聚会。
Are there any 20-year-olds in the congregation today?
都在家里。
They are probably at home.
如果一个人20岁哦，就开始很拼命追求神。
If there is a 20-year-old that desperately pursues after the Lord.
很看重信仰。
And values his faith.
很努力读圣经，很努力传福音，很认真做教会的圣工。
And earnestly reads the Bible and prays and does this holy work.
真的你会发觉这个年轻人的后来啊，神会给他安排的什么都好好的。
You will feel that for that youth, God will give him a smooth path.
我自己就有这种体验。
For myself, I had this experience.
我不是说我二十岁的时候就很追求啊，不敢说，但是你就开始追求什么。
For me, I had a similar experience. Not that it happened immediately, but it was a gradual change.
我本来读书也很笨的，常常都红的，现在都见红了。
Before
又懒又笨。
Before I was very.
我见证的时候讲过了嘛，联恩会的时候讲过，又过动。ADHD.
Oh, I also had ADHD when I was younger.
我觉得已经有了哈，应该是有了。
And I think I have ADHD.
这什么都做不好了。
So I cannot do anything well.
大家都说我没有用。
Everyone said that I was useless.
但自从参加神训班被感动，开始追求神。
But when I attended the student spiritual convocation, I felt very moved.
真的要 ，I was very touched.
Oh, very touched.
NYTS 不是 SSC.
Oh, okay. National Youth Theological Seminar.
我想一直想追求神，我想亲近神。
And I wanted to pursue after God and draw close to Him.
从那一年开始，我的人生就一直被神带领，
and,
直到今天，神还在带领。
And from that point onwards, God guided each and every one of my footsteps.
真的，如果有一个二十岁的年轻人呢，看懂这个故事，看懂追溯的话，他就知道要追求什么。
Truly, if there is a 20-year-old who truly grasps this story and knows what is important to God.
看到教会很多很热心的青年也是一样啊，神都很带领他们。
I also see many fervent youth who are being led by God.
但是另外有一些不热心的。
But there are also those who are not.
很努力在追求世界。
And they pursue after worldly things.
其实也不一定得到。
And they may not even actually obtain it.
得到了也不一定平安快乐。
And even when they obtain these things, maybe they will not feel peace or happiness.
所以所罗门呢，二十岁就开始知道我要抓住神。
So for Solomon at age 20, he knows that he has to grasp hold of God.
那今天我们也是要求智慧哦。
So for us today, we must also ask for wisdom.
好，那我们再讲智慧这个字哦。
And we are talking about this word, wisdom.
但我们这里说智慧这个字，单求智慧可以听颂，第十一节。
And in verse 11, it says that,
Ask for wisdom.
Oh, ask for wisdom.
这个字啊，原来的意思啊，原文的意思啊，都很特别哦。它不是直接讲 wisdom 智慧，它这个字的意思就是 shema， 就是 hear and obey， 就是听，还有听从，听见还有听从。
So in Chinese, for the word wisdom, there's
Hebrew.
Oh, in Hebrew, there is the word. The actual meaning actually derives from hear and obey.
很有意思哦。
This is very meaningful.
什么叫智慧？
What is wisdom?
能够听。
Having the ability to listen.
你的听得进去。
Whether you actually listen into these words.
还有呢，听了之后呢，可以去做。
And after you listen, you act it out.
哟，这个就是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
如果你听，如果人家讲话你都不听。
If you listen and
人的讲话你都不听，神的话你更不听啊。
If you do not listen to what other people tell you, how can you listen to God's word and actually act it out?
你不是用自己的对跟错来分辨是非啊，不是你的标准啊，是神的标准。
You are not using your own understanding of what is right and wrong to discern, but you are using God's standard.
你不是用你的标准来看这个世界啊。
You are not using your standard to look at the world.
你不是用你的标准来看一件事情啊。
You are not using your standard to judge a situation.
你用这个世界的标准，那一定错的。
If you use the world standard, then it will definitely
go wrong. 对不对？错的会变成对的，对的会变成错的，这个世界就是这样。
This world is like this, that wrong becomes right, and right becomes wrong.
你要用神的标准去看。
You must use God's standard.
但是神的标准你怎么得到？
But how can you obtain God's standard?
譬如说一个法官不读法律，他会审案吗？他会判案吗？
So, for example, if a judge does not study law, how can he judge?
你们知道在法院里面的法大法官有那么好当啊？不是戴个假发、穿个袍、会讲英文就可以当法官？读多少法律啊？读了十几年呢、
啊。So, for example, there are judges who wear a big wig and they sit in a court. And
study the law for many years.
And they study the law for many years.
你不读，你怎么根基来判？
If you do not study law, then how can you even begin to judge?
如果所罗门自己不懂得神的律法，不懂得这种
，If Solomon did not understand God's law and his teaching,
没有神的话在心里，这怎么判
？And he did not
什么叫对，什么叫错
？And he did not have God's words in his heart. How can he know what is right and wrong?
所以真正的智慧不是说哦，你 IQ 很高，很聪明哦。
So true wisdom does not mean that you have high IQ and you are very intelligent.
因为 wisdom 这个字的字根，希伯来文里面就是听见。
In Hebrew, the root of this word is to obey.
听见了，听见 hear, hearken.
To hear, to hearken.
哇，听见神的话。
To hear God's words.
有神的话为标准。
Use God's word as a standard.
再来呢，行出来 obey. 神叫你怎么，你自己先做。
And there is also the aspect of obeying. Whatever God tells you, you do.
如果神叫你做的事情，你又不做，那你要去判别人，有这种事吗？
Isn't it?
God tell you something, you don't do it, and then you go to judge others. Is it okay?
God, is it okay for you to not listen to what God says and then go ahead and judge others?
你当然不行啊。
Of course, this is unacceptable.
你要自己要先去做啊。
You must first do it yourself.
譬如说，神说要守安息日，你自己不好好守安息日，你怎么去
？So for example, God tells you to keep the Sabbath.
审判别人。
You do not. So how can you go about judging others for not doing the same?
你自己偷东西，你怎么审判别人偷东西？
You steal, so how can you judge others for stealing?
所以自己要先把神的话做出来。
So for you yourself, you must first act out God's words.
所以啊，当我查这个字的时候，原来智慧这个字啊，听见听从。
And when I searched up this word wisdom, it had two aspects: to listen and to obey.
更重要是听见神的声音呢。
And what is even more important is to obey God's words.
啊，别人在讲，两边在讲，但是你听的神的声音，哪个是对，哪个是错？You can hear both voices, right? And then you discern what is right, what is wrong.
You can hear both voices and discern what is right and wrong.
还有呢，他也求啊，能够有 understanding 啊，能够有这种明白的心啊。他跟神求啊，可以有明白的心啊。
And he also asks him for an understanding heart.
啊，能辨，这是第九节。
In verse 9,
是智慧可以判断你的明，能辨明是非啊，有这种 understanding 啊，可以分辨。
To give a discerning heart.
哇，今天我们也是一样。
So today, we are the same.
我们要跟神求的是什么？
What we should ask for God.
可以分辨的心。
A heart that can discern.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 11.
第十节。
Verse 10。
腓立比书一章第十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 10。
我们一起读。
Let's read together。
腓立比书一章第十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 10。
一二三。使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。哇，这就是追求智慧啊。
So this is seeking after wisdom。
求神让我们可以分辨是非。
May God give us the ability to discern.
我们今天不是最高法院的大法官，不用听什么审判。
Today it is not as if we are the judge in a high court, and we have to listen to.
不像所罗门那么忙，要听那些案。
And we are not like Solomon who has to listen and cast judgment.
但是我们要分辨什么是对，什么是错啊。
But we have to discern what is right and wrong.
不是这个社会流行的就是对的。
It is not what is trending in society that is necessarily considered correct.
也不是大部分人做的事情就是对的。
It is not that whatever the majority does, it is correct.
错的，就算全部人做还是错。
It is not.
If it's wrong, even though everybody does it, it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong and everybody does it, it is still wrong.
啊，对的，只有你一个做，或者是只有一个人做，但是还是对。
If something is right and you are the only person who does it, it is still considered right.
啊，像这个社会就是。
And the world is the same.
比如说这个月是什么 Pride Month， 什么就是那种 LGBTQ 啊，游行啊，又来了。
So for example, June rolls around and it is Pride Month and LGBTQ.
啊，这个社会啊，总理啊，那些政府啊，就推广这些事情。
And the government promotes these kind of things.
啊，这个学校有教这种事情。
And the school also teaches this.
那如果你自己没有神的话在心里
，And if you do not have God's words hidden in your heart.
哦，你要以为说，哦，这个是人权哦，这个是平等啊，这个自由啊，这是爱情哦。
But perhaps you think it is about equality or love.
但是如果有神的话在心里，
But if you have God's words in your heart,
你就知道什么是对还是不对，在神眼中的对跟不对。
Then you will know in God's eyes what is considered right or wrong.
因为法官不是凭自己的觉得对还是不对，他是用法律的基础来判对还是不对。
Just like a judge who does not use his own heart to decide whether something is right or wrong, but he judges according to law.
所以感谢神，所罗门他向神求这种智慧。
So thank God Solomon asked for wisdom.
那今天我们可能也是需要求神给我们这种智慧。
And for today, maybe we also have to ask God to give us this kind of wisdom.
还有一种情况，我们是要求智慧。
And another situation where we have to ask for wisdom.
跟这种刚刚所讲的情况有点不一样。
That is a situation that is a little bit different from the one we discussed before.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let us look at James chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
雅各书第一章的第五节。
James chapter 1, verse 5.
一二三。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世于众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。Verse 6, huh?
Verse 6.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这里说第五节，如果有人缺少智慧。
Here in verse 5, it says that if anyone lacks wisdom,
那是讲谁呢？谁会缺少智慧呢？
And who is this referring to?
不是在读书的时候缺少智慧哦。
It is not when you are studying and you lack wisdom.
不是公司做事的时候缺少智慧哦。
Or lacking wisdom in the workplace.
是什么情况缺少智慧？
In what situation do you lack wisdom?
我们读第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
第二节 verse 2 啊。
Verse 2.
一二三。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。原来在试炼中的人也要跟神求智慧。
So even for people who face trials, you must also ask for wisdom.
试炼就是很不愉快的事，让你很痛苦的事。
So there are things that are like tribulations, things that cause you lots of pain and suffering.
或者是让你觉得很难受，很难过。
Or you're very sad and it's hard for you to bear.
比如说你最近在生病，一直没有好。
So for example, if you are sick and it's like a chronic sickness, so you never
get better. 或者是得到一个很大的病，甚至一个绝症。
Or you become very sick and receive a diagnosis.
Terminal illness.
Terminal illness.
哇，这个就是需要智慧啊！你怎么看这件事情？
And this kind of thing requires wisdom.
如果你没有智慧，你可能就会想不出来，你就会绝望啊。
If you do not have wisdom, then you might feel very hopeless.
但是你有智慧的话，你知道，神给你不同的观点去看这件事。
But if you have wisdom, then you can view this trial from a different perspective.
或者是你孩子很不乖，给你很多很多的烦恼。
Or if your child is being very troublesome and giving you lots of headache.
或者夫妻之间的感情出了问题。
Or between a husband and his wife, there are many problems that come up between them.
这也是试炼呢。
This is also a trial.
你怎么面对这个困难？
How can you face this problem?
这个也是要智慧。
This also requires wisdom.
所以在神要考验你什么，神要熬炼你什么。
So when God is testing you.
我们看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
一二三，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
当忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠啊！哇，这个就是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
什么叫智慧？
What is wisdom?
你要知道你缺什么。
You must know what you lack.
神为什么给你这个考验？
Why did God give you this trial?
神不会做一些无聊的事情，好的就让你受苦。
God will not do useless things and give you pain for no reason.
神如果要让你受苦，
God wants you to suffer.
一定是你有缺一些东西。
When you lack something.
信心上。品格上、灵修上缺一些东西。
For example, in your faith or spirituality, if you are lacking,
你不觉得有缺
？Maybe you don't think that you lack.
但是，一被试炼，哇，这个缺就跑出来了。
But in the midst of this trial, these weaknesses will come.
哇，原来我那么没有耐心啊
！I actually did not have much faith in the.
原来我信心那么少啊
！My faith was so little.
原来我那么自私啊
！I was that selfish.
哎呀，当你被试炼的时候，缺的东西跑出来。
And when you face these trials, you will understand what you lack.
那你当你知道你缺什么的时候，就有智慧了。
And when you know what you lack, you can gain wisdom.
所以如果还不知道自己缺什么，要跟神求智慧。
So if you do not know what you lack, you must ask for it from God.
所以我们看到教会那些代祷名单伴随祷告，伴随祷告。
So for example, in the prayer requests, you can see who you should intercede for.
生病的一大堆嘛，对不对？
There are many that are sick.
到底你帮他们祷告什么？
In the end, what are you praying for them for?
你有没有想过这个问题？帮他们祷告什么？
Have you thought what am I praying?
你当然说，当然是帮忙祷告，赶快好啊。
Of course, to pray that they will get well soon.
难道神不知道他们很想赶快好吗？
Does God not know this?
当然，神也知道他们很想赶快好啊。
Of course, God knows that they also want to get well soon.
但是神为什么让这些人遇到这些事？
But why does God want these people to face these trials?
所以我们要帮他们祷告，甚至帮自己祷告，或者是自己知道的人祷告。
So we must pray for them, ourselves, and other people that we know of.
神啊，给他们智慧。
God, please give them wisdom.
在考验当中，不要失去信心。
In their trial, that they do not give up their faith.
让他们知道神要考验他们什么，或者给他们力量去胜过考验。
So that you can, they know that why they are struggling and that they can be given strength to go through this trial.
或者说我自己在试验当中。
For myself, during a test.
我的婚姻，譬如说你的婚姻不美满。
Oh, let's say for example, your marriage is not going well.
不是求神改变对方啊。
We do not ask God to change our spouse.
是改变我啊，神，我有什么要改变？
But to change yourself, God, what should I change about myself?
或者你孩子让你很生气。
Or for example,
很失望。
Make you very angry and disappointed.
你祷告神啊，给我智慧，我自己要调整什么。
And you pray to God, give me wisdom and what I can change about myself.
哇，这个才是智慧。
And this is true wisdom.
所以我们需要跟神求智慧。
So we must ask wisdom from God.
如果今天晚上睡觉，神要出现，然后问你要什么。
If tonight you sleep and God appears before you, saying, what do you want?
那先想好跟神讲要什么。
Think about carefully what you want to ask from God.
我们唱诗。
Let us rise and sing hymn.
324首。
324.